Hello and welcome to Wonder Pod, episode 13. I had this fancy intro I was going to do and then fucking got bored of it 2 hours ago. So this week I'm joined as always by Gunsage.
Yovel.
You have a shovel. And Patrick of the North.
What is going on, people? Wonder Pod 13. Scary stuff.
Oh, that is true. It's the 13th episode and it's on April Fool's Day.
Perhaps there will be auto battle.
Be afraid, huh? Yeah, be afraid. It is two of the three signs of the coming apocalypse, the Antichrist being born is the third one, and that may be happening soon, you never know. Gunsage, what have you been playing this week?
Okay, well, let's see here. I've been playing a couple of different things. I went ahead and picked up Resonance of Fate, which is not a bad game. It's not. I'll say it again. It is not a bad game, but it's not a great game. What else have I been playing? I played some more of the Game Room stuff. Was that it? That might have been it, actually. No, that's right. I got Torchlight also.
And?
I like it. It's very Diablo. It is Diablo, more or less.
Well, right, but it's updated graphics, more fun. It's definitely, I gotta get back and playing that.
Oh, and there was one more thing I got.
What'd you get? Herpes?
So, well, beyond that. So, yesterday, Mega Man 10 came out on Xbox Live Arcade. And yesterday, I beat Mega Man 10 on Xbox Live Arcade.
Wow.
It has an easy mode.
I was gonna say, I knew there was a punchline coming.
I see what they did. They went ahead and made it where there's like a normal mode where it's just the normal game, you know, normal amounts of damage, things of that nature. And then you have easy mode where it's a lot harder to die from actual attacks, things of that nature. And they put little floaters over some of the really tough parts in the game, just in case. Like a safety net. Plus, they have the basic stuff that you can buy this time, but there were some things, I don't know, I could be wrong, but there were some things that seemed like they didn't have the last time, like, well, they have the spike shield again, but then they also have the beat call, where the little bird thing will come and pull your ass up out of a cliff if you fall down into it, stuff like that. I died a couple of times, but literally, even in Wily's Castle, I died on the final boss once. So I think I beat the game with like 9 lives.
That is not any memory I have of what little I played in Mega Man 10 before I got mad and never played it again.
Are you talking about 10 or 9 or what do you
9.
Mean?
9. I meant 9.
Mm-hmm. 9 was motherfucking rough. I haven't even beaten the 8 bosses in it yet.
Patrick, what have you been doing this week?
I didn't really play a lot this week for some reason. As usual, I continued to play Battlefield Bad Company 2, but I've talked a lot about that, so we'll skip that for this time. I did play some of the original Ninja Gaiden on the virtual console on my Wii a few days ago. You know, that was pretty fun. Very old school, very retro. You know, the NES version of Ninja Gaiden is great fun, but it's hard as friggin' hell. I must have been a much better gamer when I was a little kid because I could actually beat the game, and now I was completely stuck pretty early on into the game. Still, it was pretty fun. I also took out an older GameCube title. I think one of the first games I ever wrote a review for on Project Wonder Boy, F-Zero GX. Sega and Nintendo worked together on this one, and their love child is pretty good. Very fast, very nice looking from a game, you know, over a generation ago. Hell, the visuals and frame rate were better than most friggin' Wii games I played this generation, but that's not saying much. Now, is it? Once again, I didn't play any actual Wii games on my Wii. What a surprise. I also downloaded Crystal Castles in Game Room a little while ago, but I really haven't played it more than 2 or 3 times. It's kind of funny because I forgot that you could actually jump over and kill those big tree creatures, so I didn't get too far because I kept trying to avoid them and not jumping over them, so that was pretty dumb of me.
Well,
so,
you can't actually kill them.
Yeah.
You can stun them.
Yeah, stun them. Yeah,
yeah.
So maybe I'll back to the game now with this amazing knowledge that I can jump and beat my terrible low so-called high score that I have for it. And what else? Well, I was a little disappointed to find out there's no new games released yesterday in Game Room, as promised. We'll be talking about later on in the news section. What do we got? What else have I had? Well, that's about it. I've had a pretty fun week playing mostly older games, along with some Battlefield Bad Company 2. That's about it for this week.
Yeah, I had a pretty light week too. I only played, I played Civ 4, which, for those of you that were asking and listening to the show, that's where the bumper music came from last week. Civilization 4. I played that quite a bit this week. I've actually been working on computers and junk more than I have been playing games. And then I played Battlefield Bad Company, today. I went back through and cleaned up all the single player achievements, finished off all of those, and played a lot with Patrick online. Oh, and I played in the game room. I played in the game room some. I've only bought like 3 cabinets. I think Gunsage owns them all at this point.
No.
I didn't know Crystal Castles was on there, though. I'll have to demo that to make sure to see if it's something I want to play through again. But really, that's pretty much all I've been playing this week. I did think of a discussion topic because I just saw a Twitter message, tweet, as they call it, on this. So I do have a short discussion topic this week for you gentlemen. Do you think at $50 a year, which comes out to $4.16 a month, that Xbox Live, if you use nothing else other than the internet capability of the Gold service, is that a value to you? Is that worth $50 a year? Why don't you go first?
Okay, so what you mean is just the internet capabilities as far as just playing games online with people, not doing the arcade titles and stuff?
Well, no, you have the, I guess I shouldn't have said that. You have the capacity to buy the arcade titles and stuff, but, you know, just the basic service without any other money you spent. See, I was afraid you'd get it in your head that the $50 a year plus the $50 a year that you spent in arcade titles because they were there, you know, and you probably really wouldn't have or really shouldn't have.
Well, at first I was kind of annoyed because I was like, well, let's see what this Xbox Live Gold fucking thing is all about, you know? And I was like, so it's a service where you pay for it and you pay to buy more things for it. You know, at first I was a little annoyed because I'm like, why should I even have to pay to go ahead and play this shit online anyway? I own the Xbox. I have the game. I have all the shit that I need for the game, everything like that. I've got an internet connection. Why do I need to pay for a gold membership? Okay, it is annoying that it's, I mean, even $5 a month. That's kind of annoying. But when you really break it down, they also have to have something as far as the server fees and everything. Obviously, if you just went ahead and bought, you know, the Xbox and the games for it and you didn't participate in any of the arcade titles, even if it was for charity or whatever the fuck, then it's a matter of going ahead and upholding those server fees. So I don't know. I guess they kind of get away with it on PC games, but for Xbox Live, it seems like, since it's a console-based system, I don't know. Seems like a value to me anyway.
Patrick, same question.
Well, this is actually a very interesting piece of ammunition, I guess, some of the fanboys from the world of Nintendo and the world of Sony often will use about Microsoft, right?
Oh, but you guys pay
X number of dollars, and it's always inflated. It's always much higher than what the 360 owner is actually paying. But when you get around to it, what did you say it would be? Around $4.16 or something like that?
Yeah, I did the math real quick. It's $4.16, 666666666666. When you divide 50 by 12. so it's $4.16.
Just over $4. And that's a month, right? That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're only paying $4.16 for a much superior version of online than the other two companies provide, especially Nintendo's garbage online service. I mean, what could you get for $4.16? You know, a fancy-wancy Starbucks friggin' coffee that my wife loves to buy, and after tip probably about $5 friggin'. And what's that? 20 minutes out of one day? I mean, if you go out for, she goes out for coffee, for example, right? At work, 5 days a week, and she probably drops $5 each time she goes down there. Well, what's that? $25 a week? She's spending $100 a month on coffee, and we're only spending $6 a month on Xbox Live. So it really depends on how you look at it, you know? It's a very good value for what you get. The party system is really, really good. It works really well. You get your demos early with Xbox Live Gold membership. There's the game 1 vs. 100, which is absolutely free to play, extended play, or the actual game show. And, you know, that's for Gold members also. And, of course, you've got your Facebook and your Twitter and your Netflix and all that crap, right? So it's definitely, you know, it's more of a cheap shot from the Sony camp or something, you know? Oh, you guys have to pay for Xbox Live. But the thing is, most people who have both an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation or a Wii, I mean, they'll admit to me that the Xbox Live service is much better, and it's well worth the price of one specialty coffee per month to have it. So it's definitely a good value if you use it, whether you're playing 1 versus 100 or in a party or whatever. It's definitely worth it.
For me, it was really funny because when World of Warcraft was announced, I did not have a console at that time. So the concept of an MMO, which I think was $16 a month at launch, I'm just like, I'm not paying for it. So when I was thinking about finally breaking down and buying my very own console rather than borrowing friends or playing on friends and so on and so forth, the Xbox Live service was a big block in my way until somebody, and I can't remember who now, somebody said it's $50 a year that you pay up front or can pay up front, but it's this a month. And I went, yeah. And I didn't do the coffee, although I do drink expensive coffee occasionally. I did the fast food joint, you know, a lunch at a fast food joint, which you have no problem giving them more than $4.16 for the most part. And so once I did that, you know, it became a real good value to me. But what I find funny is not so much the Sony and Nintendo fanboys, is the people that may be that, but also play World of Warcraft or the Star Trek MMO. And they're going, you're stupid for paying $50 a year for Xbox Live, har har. But I still pay $12 for fucking World of Warcraft. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute here. You know, I find it a value. I mean, I find it just, if I just used it to connect with you guys and this and that. I mean, obviously PC is still free. But thing about it is it can take you a while to find a good server to play on that's consistent night in and night out, that isn't being held together by baling wire and duct tape, you know, so on and so forth. Why do you think the PC gamers scream so loudly when the companies decide to take away dedicated servers? I just had seen more people complaining recently on Twitter and a couple other places, and I was a little surprised. I thought we'd gotten over this. But to me, it's a value, too. I was just curious what you gentlemen thought. Although, I will say this. That PSN, right now, Sony knows it can't afford their consumer anger to charge for it, but don't kid yourself. The minute they think they've got enough stuff loaded on there and a good enough game catalog to charge for it, they will. Because isn't this realistically Sony's first foray into online? I mean, they had it with the PS2, but it was kind of like a clown car with four flat tires.
It was a novelty.
Exactly.
Let's see if this kid can get online. Oh, isn't that cute? Give him a pet.
Patrick, you had the original Xbox with the ginormous controllers and Xbox Live.
For that, yep.
Was it pretty decent from day one, or how do you recall your first days with Xbox Live?
It was very, very basic. There was nothing there. I mean, comparing the Xbox Live Gold service on the Xbox 360 to the Xbox Live service on the original Xbox is pretty much night and day, really. But then we didn't expect all these interesting things that have come and have evolved with Xbox, right? So basically it was just a way to play games online. There was no parties, there were no menus, there was no early demos, no anything, right? But it was okay. I played a little bit with a lot of people from the old Project Wonderboy site, Halo 2. That was pretty much all I used it for. Played a little Doom 3. It wasn't great. I mean, by today's standards, it's terrible, but it was doable back then.
The reason I asked was, see, I think Sony is in that phase right now.
Yeah, probably.
And as soon as they get close to in between that phase and what Xbox Live today is, I think they'll start charging. And it's smart on their part not to. Microsoft might have been smart not to do that at first. But I don't know what's worse, just saying you're going to have to pay for this whether you want it or not, or getting it free for 2 or 3 years and then being told, sorry, we're charging you now.
Yeah.
You know, so... But that was just something I wanted to get you gentlemen's input on, and I thought it'd be good for the show. So let's go to news. And in the first news story is no new game room titles until late April. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. This is from 1UP. Microsoft is planning on weekly releases for its new game room service, but that won't be happening for approximately another month. Instead, the regular release schedule will be kicking off around late April. Just wanted to provide some clarification, yada, 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 the community manager wrote at their official forums. In the meantime, the team would love to see your feedback on the current set of games and the games you'd like to see in the future, yada, yada. It launched on the 24th. There are currently 30 games. The 24th of March, that is. There are 30 games. Microsoft is hoping over the course of 3 years to release 1,000 virtual cabinets. Thoughts, gentlemen? Are you as outraged as some of the outrage I've been seeing outraging on the internet over this development?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I have a tendency to overeat, watch girl movies. No, I'm annoyed because literally I saw it the day it came out and I went, oh, what's this? Downloaded it, checked it out, was really stoked about it and everything. And so literally I was like, oh man, Wednesday? I wonder what they're going to bring out. Maybe they'll bring out, like, I don't know, Pitfall or Frostbite or some shit. I don't know. I don't even care. I'm just seeing what, I want to see what they're going to bring out. Didn't happen. I was up anyway at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I checked just to see if there was anything. Nothing. When I woke up, I checked again. And then later in the day, I saw, the message notes and everything, and I saw this. I was like, fucking really? Really? Because right on the description of Game Room, it says, every week we will be releasing new content. Why even make that claim if you can't back it up? You know? That just, okay, it would have been really annoying if it was something stupid like they released like 3 Intellivision games or something. But on the same token, it's like, okay, except at least follow through on what you just said. That's really stupid. I guess I'm not really enraged so much as just disillusioned because I don't know. I came in expecting that there would be something every week. They said there would be something every week. There's, you know, free beer tomorrow.
Patrick, same question.
Shades of the virtual console already. I mean, it's not outrageous. I'm not freaking out. I'm not going to be, you know, on a forum bitching about this or sending them hate mail. But Microsoft pretty much put it in writing, pretty much promised new titles for Game Room every week. Well, it's been over a week, and I checked, just like Gunsage, to see what games or systems I could play to add to my very small arcade that I have. To my disappointment and to many other people were disappointed, there were no new titles. So now they say it won't be until late April. So instead of a week between game releases, it will actually be, what, over a month until the very first update? They're sort of shooting themselves in the foot here. It's not the end of the world. I'm not totally pissed, but they're not doing themselves a service by doing this, you know? The current group of titles will only warrant my interest, you know, for so long, and it's not going to be long enough to tide me over. I'm already losing a little bit of interest in this cool service. They need to stay true to their word and offer new titles every week. Hopefully the update that comes a month later is going to be a big one. You know, this is sadly what I would expect from Nintendo and the virtual console. Now it's happening in Game Room.
Okay, first off, you two aren't going to like me very much when I'm done. I can see this coming already. First thing I learned is I apparently didn't read enough literature because I didn't know that there was this whole promise of weekly games until I read this story. So I would have been none the wiser. Second off is apparently I'm pretty apathetic because a 3 week wait really isn't that big a fucking deal to me. You know, I mean, if they had all these promos out there, which I'm being informed they did, and honestly, I am paying attention to them. Didn't even know when it was being released until, like a day before or so. If they said they were going to have releases every week, yeah, to a point they are shooting themselves in the foot, but it's not like they're telling you, oh, it'll be June. You know, I mean, it's 3 weeks at most. We're at the 1st of April right now. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because I think they ran into an issue that came up as the arcade was being released. That's what this is sounding like to me, and I think the only stupid thing they're doing is not explaining what that issue was, unless it's licensing fights, unless they had a bunch of titles ready to go and whoever they bought them from or were trying to arrange them through decided to get greedy about the licenses or decided to throw a fit at the last minute. That I could be something I'd see. I mean, yeah, if you say you're going to release a game every week, I probably should stick to it, but I'm not really all that concerned about it. When they release games again, I'll look into it. You know, I'm not going to totally forget that the arcade exists. I'll check into it when they release. But where I do agree with you gentlemen is yeah, if they were saying it this much, and believe me, listeners, I have plenty of text here to prove that they were apparently saying it everywhere. I'm the only one that wasn't paying any attention to it. Then, yeah, they did kind of shoot themselves in the foot. How many promo movies did they have for that thing? See, Patrick, I need to talk to Patrick because he watches more of this
show. I always watch those Xbox Live things because I'm bored out of my fucking head when I come home at 1 p.m.
See, I don't ever do. I don't ever watch them.
They promoted the shit out of it in two places. And both of them were very reliable source. Number one, Major's Minute.
Uh-huh.
Major's in him fucking self said, look for new releases every single week.
Yep.
And then on Major Nelson's podcast, he said it again. So that's why I think people are really upset. I mean, whatever. I'm not pissed, but it is a bit strange that, you know, I think it's exactly what you said. They've come across a technical issue and they're covering it up with just, oh, we'll release games a little while from now. I think that's what the problem is.
Well, I would have to say so.
Yeah.
This is what I think. I don't know. Do you guys still experience various glitches and errors and things of that nature in the game room, or are you on there that much?
Not in the three or four times I've played it, no.
Okay. There have been a couple of times where it goes to load up just the main game room. You know, just press start to begin, okay? Press start. It gets about a quarter of the bar loaded, and then everything will go on in the background like it's supposed to. It'll keep on giving you the fucking loading tips, but it'll stay at a quarter of the bar, regardless of how long you're staying there.
Oh. It won't load.
Yeah, so it'll do stuff like that. It'll do stuff like challenges are not available, even though it has the text in front of the fucking challenges that I can still scroll up and down and check out and go and play. Or I'll go to do a challenge and it'll say, challenges are not available. Kick me back to the main menu. I go back, try it again, it works.
Remember the first day they had all those problems with it? It did what Gunsage is talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am betting that the hardware could not support a shit ton of new game releases right at the moment, that they're trying to shore that up. And they had no idea, which is Microsoft's fault.
Yeah.
No doubt. They had no idea that that was going to happen, so their poor marketing bastards took it in the ass because they thought, you know, it'll work fine, and then it didn't. I think through our long and involved ramblings here that I think it's either licensing issues or mechanics that's caused them to go from a new game every week to wait 3 weeks to it. There's one other thing I want to touch on with this real quick. Patrick, you said that there was no real games you wanted right now and it's going to be a 3 week wait, starting to lose interest. I'm curious, when the first new games pop up, will you check back in or will have that been of too much time gone on us?
I'm sure I'll check back in. Yep.
Yay.
Definitely.
What's kind of annoying me, and it's difficult to put, but what's kind of annoying me is, okay, if you were excited for this, and I'm reading this out there in the World Wide Web, you were excited for this, it hits a little bump in the road. Granted, Microsoft's fault, and they deserve some thrashing for it. But I'm seeing people out there that go, well, I'm just never going to use it again. I was excited for it, but now that I got to wait 3 weeks, I'm just, or, you know, whatever, a month. What?
They say we will never play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Oh, they bought it on launch day.
Well, yeah, it's either that or the people that actually follow through with it. I mean, are our attention spans that short? It's not like if they're taking the arcade away from you completely, you can't even look at it for 3 weeks. Actually, Patrick hit it. Thank you, because that was confusing me. Some people were really starting to annoy me with, well, I was really excited for it. I enjoyed the first 2 days, but now I got to wait 3 weeks for games. Fuck it. You know, it's like, what?
Well, when it comes to people's attention spans, I just think that, hey, look, a squirrel.
Okay, you guys have both defined what it is. It's partly what Gunsage said, and it's partly what Patrick said. They're going to say that on forums and on comment posts, and then they're going to go and buy it.
Yep.
Okay, that's enough about the arcade. Next story comes to us from Jibbles Sterling III, and there's a pretty picture of a skeleton with a banana. I don't know why. Aaron Green,
banana
huh?
Banana phone.
But well, I don't think she's going to use it as a phone. I was going to just summarize this. Jim's first sentence put it perfectly. Microsoft demagogue Aaron Greenberg of the real Aaron Greenberg Twitter account, is blabbering on about how the Xbox 360 will never get a web browser. Thank you, God. The web browsing experience on the Wii and PS3 are complete shit, and that you can already go to Facebook and Twitter on the Xbox 360. Yada, yada, yada.
You can get on a browser on the Wii?
Really? That's what it says here.
You didn't itch?
I didn't know that. I guess I just never figured I would use my Wii for anything more than, you know, playing games and trying to not be fat.
And that, gentlemen, is my question. As you heard from me saying, thank God, are you disappointed that Microsoft isn't going to try and turn their console into a fucking mini laptop like Sony and Nintendo?
Well, okay. I don't want a browser. I'm a gamer. If I want to go ahead and play the little browser games and shit like that, I will do it on my, oh my God, computer. I mean, come on. Almost every household has a fucking computer, even if they don't have a console. Even if they, fuck anymore, don't even have a TV. So, basically, what, you know, people are crying about is, oh my God, there's no browser on my console. What, do you need a browser embedded in your fucking nipple? Really? Do you need a browser everywhere you go? Do you need it embedded in your left retina so you can be tweeting while you're walking? And the reason this annoys me so much is they're already doing the fucking Twitter on Xbox and all this. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the other day, literally, I hopped on Xbox and I'm looking through the general news, everything like that, mostly to see if there was anything updated as far as Game Room, also to see if there's anything new on Marketplace, which found Mega Man 10, so I was happy. But I noticed in the same row, I think it was like my community or some shit, in the same row, there were two videos that were almost like viral YouTube like shit advertisements, like news that was going on. And I'm like, why is this on my Xbox? Why do I, as a gamer, why do I care about this? Somebody fell in the newsroom. Ha ha, that's really funny. Why do I care about this? I'm a gamer. I'm on my Xbox. I don't give a shit if somebody fell in the newsroom. I don't care. And it'd be one thing if it was something like, oh, well, they're just going to have funny stuff on there every so often. No, it's not even that it's funny stuff on there every so often. It's stuff that you would expect to maybe see on the front page of Yahoo or wherever you go to check your news or what have you. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, so there's no browser, but on the same token, they're going to go ahead and have news and shit? I don't know. It almost seems like they're contradicting themselves or maybe prepping for a browser. They don't need a browser, in my opinion, though.
You guys need to learn what I do. Stop watching the videos and stop going in the marketplace. Just play fucking games. See, this is how I avoid being annoyed.
Oh, true.
Yep. No, I'm kidding. I do it too. Like you're talking about the funny newsroom videos. I hadn't seen that shit, but I don't go too much digging into the, you know, bowels of the marketplace and things of that nature. Patrick, are you sad or happy that there's going to be no browser?
I'm neither sad nor happy, really. I mean, it doesn't make any difference in my world whether there's a web browser or not. But, you know, if I had to make a choice, yes or no, I wouldn't mind a free, high-definition web browser if it was added to the already large list of optional features on the Xbox. But, again, I also wouldn't care if there never, ever was one. You know, I've actually used a console web browser, the one for the Wii, back when it was free to download it. I've used it quite a few times. It's not great, but it's all right. In comparison to a PC, it's pretty shitty, to be honest, and of course a pain in the ass to navigate using your waggle technique.
Yep.
Not everything works on it either as well, you know, so I can't download any quality porn, so why should I bother, you know? But it is what it is. It's there, and it was free to download. So I don't really see why an added option of a free web browser would be a bad thing on the 360. You know, if a gamer does not want to use it, then simply you don't have to. Much like, Bruce, what you were saying, you don't go in and look at all these videos and all that stuff. It's there. If a gamer wants to do it, then that's good. But if you, as a gamer, don't want to do it, then you just don't have to click on any of the videos, you know? I don't know. It's just another option, much like Facebook and Netflix and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong, I think, of extra options and features. If you don't want to use them, don't. If you do, then go ahead. I don't care either way, but I might actually use it more than if it was on my Wii, because the browser on the Wii is kind of crappy.
As an option, I mean, I'm saying thank God, and my reason for saying thank God is a little different than just clogging up the Xbox. As an option, I don't have an issue with it. So everything you said, you know, I totally agree with. My problem with it is, with, you know, laptops becoming cheaper, the iPad or the iPod coming out and assaulting the market soon. I am afraid that they're trying to turn them totally into little freaking laptops. And I think that's what aggravates me the most. It's this, it almost seems like this, you know, Machiavellian little, well, we'll add this here and we'll add that there and they'll never see it coming kind of aspect. Now, with that said, if it's like Patrick is discussing and all optional where I don't have to mess with any of it, then I'm totally cool with it. What I'm afraid is in the next generation, it's going to be anything but optional. And that does not make me happy. If I want to play, you know, if I want to watch YouTube, I'll watch it on one of my PCs. That's not why I bought an Xbox 360. But as long as it stays optional, I'm cool with it. Quick thing, Patrick. Somewhere in here, Greenberg said that the browsers look horrible on TV. Oh yeah, he called it an inferior experience. Do you agree with that? Do you have your Wii hooked up to your big TV?
Yeah, I got it hooked up to the 46-inch monster and, but I mean, it's the Wii, you know? Microsoft knows what they're doing with web browsing, obviously. And one problem with that, I think it was Opera or whatever that's called, the people who make the Wii one, is it's so blurry, right? Like on the TV. So I would think he's right, but I would think that if a web browser came from Microsoft, they would have the ability to at least make it a better experience. But definitely he is right. It's kind of an annoying waggle.
There's part of the problem. It was Opera. I didn't know it was Opera. That thing's kind of a steaming pile to begin with. Here's the thing. Here's what Microsoft needs to do. If you want to hook me, use Google Chrome. Put Google Chrome, or let me put Google Chrome on my Xbox, and then we'll talk. Yeah, you know, you got a point, though, about HD. I mean, they have HD video cards now, you know, and this new laptop of mine's got HD playback, but I didn't think about the HD aspect. I think bottom line, as long as it's optional, I think it's hilarious to see Greenberg coming out and saying this. Yeah, as long as it's optional, I think I can bottom line it that I would tolerate it. Any final thoughts, Gunsage, or I'm going to move on?
Again, I just don't really see the purpose of even having a browser on a console anyway. On a computer, it makes sense because it's an all-in-one device. It wasn't originally made for gaming. You know, that makes sense. When you go to buy a computer, you go to buy a computer for many reasons. Could be solely for gaming. But you've got a bunch of other options available to you. When you go to buy a gaming console, you don't go, well, I'm going to buy this so I can go ahead and get through college. You buy it because you want to play fucking video games. I mean, okay, like Pat was saying, if it's optional, fine. It's optional, no problem. But, yeah, it should only be optional, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, so we're in agreement on that. As long as it's optional, we can tolerate it. Okay, the next one is, well, actually, we're going to kind of do two, but one's just going to be tacked onto this one. The first one is called Thief Caught Stealing Pre-Release Game at PAX East. Basically what this is, it came from 1UP, got it from 1UP because it was the funnier of the stories. The basics are, at PAX East, attendee was arrested on Sunday after attempting to steal code for Atomic Games' upcoming live arcade title Breach, according to a report from Joystick. The guy was seen fooling around in their booth with a laptop, tried to claim that he was just looking for an internet connection, was downloading the code, which I think is easier to do with a debug Xbox 360. He was arrested for it. Let's see. Instead, the alleged thief spent 4 hours in jail while his laptops, modded Xbox 360, modded PSP, modded DS, and XMP3 were confiscated by the police. Suspect has maintained his innocence. He was confronted by Joystick. He claims he was simply borrowing Boost internet cable, blah, blah, blah. Here's what's even funnier. 2 days later, the suspect, Justin D. May, he failed to appear in court for his arraignment. So now he's got an arrest warrant out on him.
Nice.
Here's the best part. Joystick reports that May was seen playing Modern Warfare 2 on Xbox Live this morning, although his account signed out when an attempt at contact was made. If convicted, he could face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for each of his two charges. Let me, gentlemen, think about this fine genius.
I mean, really? In the middle of a video game conference, you're going to try to steal shit? I can't even compare. That'd be like going to CES and one of those, like, some new ass, like, really awesome, like, 72-inch plasma TV you're trying to stuff into your pants as you walk out the door. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? This is the most retarded endeavor at shoplifting ever, basically. And I knew some kids in college who were admitted shoplifters. Literally, they would just fucking, yeah, I just do it to see what I can get away with. This is one of those stupid-ass motherfuckers. Just someone who, oh, I don't know. It's deplorable to me, really.
Patrick, what are your thoughts on the genius?
Well, this guy is a total moron, is pretty much my thoughts. So he tried to steal demo code of an unreleased Xbox Live Arcade title. That's pretty much what he was saying.
I don't know if it was demo code or actually the whole game. I'm sure it was probably just part of it that they had there for people to play.
Yeah, show?
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I don't think he would have made a lot of money off this amazing theft had he actually got away anyways, you know? I could just imagine this uber gaming nerd trying to run away from security at the event, you know? He probably had to stop and use his inhaler because he was so out of breath due to this being the first time he'd exercised since he traded in Wii Fit. I mean, come on. And then not to show up to court because you were too busy playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 online. I mean, I guess those new maps are pretty addictive. You couldn't even go show that up to court. I mean, it's both friggin' hilarious and pathetic at the same time. I mean, what an idiot. I hope he gets some form of punishment, you know, just for being a dipshit douchebag.
I was going to skip this story, and there were two reasons why I didn't. One, the Modern Warfare 2 thing. It just proves how low this guy's IQ is. And two, because I want to do a comparison. Now, the second one I don't have a story for, and I probably do have an answer to Patrick's question. A couple days ago, I think also while PAX East was going on, someone hacked into Major Nelson's Xbox Live account. They put in their, what the hell was it? Violation of code of conduct. Fag, gay. I mean, Joystick had pictures of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, so it was hacked. They changed it all around. I don't know as of now if they've caught anybody for it. Yeah, I knew Gunsake the first time seeing that.
Oh, that's so fucking great. Oh, shit.
Anyways, part of the reason I don't think Major Nelson has just responded, Patrick, you were asking me that last night. According to his Twitter, he is currently in New England visiting family and things of that nature. And so I really haven't seen him make too many Xbox Live tweets, a couple, three here and there. So that might be part of it. I think more of it's just it's probably best not to say anything. To be honest, if this is the first time it's ever happened to him, he's probably lucky in that. Because you're the admitted PR face for Xbox and Xbox Live of a company that pisses a lot of people off at times.
Yep.
And it's obvious by looking at this, whoever the clown was, you know, had obviously been banned for cheating or for something. My question to you, gentlemen, I mean, you're more than welcome to also comment on it. I think Gunsage's laughter spoke for us all. Who's the bigger idiot? Who is the more likely Darwin Award winner? The PAX East code stealer or the guy that hacked Major Nelson's account? That's what I'm curious about.
Tough call. I mean, they're both pretty big fucking idiots. I will say that the hacker is definitely funnier. I mean, come on, that's fucking gold right there.
It is.
But, again, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a tough call because I'd probably have to say PAX East because that took no skill, no anything. And really, he's going to get a lot of shit, especially for not even appearing in court. You know, I know the one dude's going to get some shit for going ahead and hacking and everything like that. I get that. I do. But I don't know. Maybe it's only because the one made me laugh and the other one's really like, no, you're a fucking idiot. You know,
Patrick, same question.
Well, I'll have to give plus 10 points to the guy who, you know, made, as Gunsage said, made me laugh and minus 10 for the idiot who, you know, made me cringe there at stealing stuff. But, you know, both technically are crimes. And if you look more into the story, the hacker, not only did he screw around on the gamer card, he left information apparently to one of his personal websites where was advertising being able to give free Microsoft points to people and that he was able to hack that as well. So, I guess the bigger dick would be the guy who was trying to steal someone's work at an actual show, even though both of them are, you know, pretty dumb.
I'm going off creativity. I think, for this one myself. Now, I must say at first, my first few months with the Xbox Live service, I couldn't stand Major Nelson. I thought he was like the most cardboard PR guy I'd ever seen in my entire life, like overly too excited about shit and overly too happy. There was Ritalin or Speed involved, perhaps.
Hey guys, did you hear about this new Avatar game? I hear it's really going to be great, and I'll tell you why on Xbox Live Arcade.
But then I started following him on Twitter because it is a good source of information. And I got to say that the more, you know, the stuff he posts on there and some of the tweet photos and stuff, I've grown to like him. And I kind of like Major Nelson now. And some of his videos, like the sports ones he did where the girl kicked his ass all over the place, snowboarding and hockey during the Winter Olympics, were really good. Even though I have grown to like Major Nelson, I just find that one too funny and creative. I mean, it was just, it's not right. He shouldn't hack into Major Nelson's account. But it just was funny. It made me laugh, like you guys said. The other one was just dumb. I mean,
oh yeah.
Just dumb. You had the perfect analogy, Gunsage. It's like trying to go to E3 this year and pack off one of Sony's 3D TVs, you know?
Mm.
I mean,
just shove it down your pants. They'll never notice. You're like, oh, I was here for the Adult Entertainment Expo. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going next door.
You had to get rid of the herpes. So we're in a basic agreement that the PAX guy's probably dumber.
Bigger idiot, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. They're both probably not going to be too happy with themselves at the end of the day, but at least the Major Nelson hacker was creative and humorous.
I would have preferred if, although Major Nelson's the big wig, if you're going to hack somebody on Xbox Live, you would hack his. But I would have much preferred if he hacked Steptoe's gamer tag. He's the head of Xbox Live security, who he's often on the podcast. And that would have been more, it wouldn't have been as dramatic to the average Joe, but it would have been more of a jab if he did it to that guy, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
That is very true, but I think the reason, as you pointed out, is Nelson's the figurehead. I didn't even know who Steptoe was until I started following Major Nelson on Twitter. So, Patrick, I do have one quick question, and then we'll wrap this up. You wouldn't be wishing that Steptoe had gotten his account hacked because you had to spend 24 hours in the sin bin now, would you?
Oh, see? Never even thought about
you
that.
See, you hadn't thought of it. Now I've made it personal, and it's on audio tape.
You know what? I was going to say I don't really like Steptoe on that podcast. Now I know why.
They should call it the Sin Bin if it's like a 24-hour one. It's like a 5-minute major for fighting.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
I knew it was a reason why I didn't like that guy.
I've heard he comes off a little rough, but I've never listened to their podcast, so I don't know. Okay, our next story. Aaron Greenberg took a shot at Sony, so I guess Sony decided, well, hell, we could take a shot at Microsoft. This is from our new friends at Eurogamer, who I was aware of, but just really never started checking until I was short of news stories a couple weeks ago. Why Sony passed on Natal tech? Yes, that's right. Natal hasn't even been seen yet, and Sony's already bashing on it. Sony rejected 3D camera technology for motion control, similar to that used by Microsoft in its Natal device, because it's unreliable, expensive, and its gaming applications were too similar to those already possible with the existing PlayStation Eye camera, meaning Sony says, we already did it first, we're better than Microsoft. That's according to Sony America R&D bod, Dr. Richard Marks, appearing on the Engadget show to demonstrate the PlayStation Move as summarized by PlayStation Lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. Although a fan of the technology itself, Marks said that Sony felt it didn't make enough new experiences possible to justify its additional costs over the Eye. We tried a lot of different 3D cameras. I love the 3D camera technology, personally. I like the technology part, he said. He goes on and on and on, but basically it's just Move's better than Natal. My question to you gentlemen is, should they really even do this when it's not out yet? I mean, aren't they just pushing their luck, bashing?
Well, you know what I think. I think Final Fantasy 14, I mean, come on. I played Final Fantasy 13. I didn't play Final Fantasy 11, and I'll tell you what. Final Fantasy 14 is going to be just like 11. I haven't played 11. It's going to be just like it, and it's going to be shittier. You know why? Because 13 was shittier than 10. So there you go. That's your reason.
Okay.
I'm saying it doesn't make any sense to go ahead and bash technology whenever it's not even out yet. It's fucking ridiculous.
Ah, see, you should have finished by letting us all in on the joke there. You did good. And on top of that, how do we know it's just going to be like the iToy?
Well, doesn't the Xbox already have something like that anyway? They have a couple of camera games.
As a matter of fact, they do. I remember the guys at Penny Arcade talking about it. You could do your own face in Rainbow Six, Vegas 1 and 2, with face mapping from a camera.
Well, there's that, but also they have... I downloaded it just because it was free, but they have like a camera game that you can play on Xbox Live Arcade, like Totem Ball or some shit. I don't know. I haven't tried it because I don't have the camera. But I'm going, wait, they're complaining that Natal is going to be like something Sony already developed that Microsoft has also already developed. Why would Microsoft reinvent the wheel? That doesn't make any sense to me. Again, it's Microsoft, so it wouldn't make sense anyway, but that's not the point.
I get your analogy, though. I mean, yeah, it's not even out yet. And how do we know that Move's not going to tank horribly? How stupid? It's kind of like, to me, well, I'll get to that. Patrick, what do you think?
Oh, it's just, these are the words of classic Spin Doctor again, you know, making their product seem better than another product. You know, what did we expect Sony to say when it was brought up, you know? Were they going to say Microsoft's Natal is clearly superior to our blatant copy of the Wii that we call the Move, you know? No, they were going to try and spin things around and say Natal is, you know, clearly not as impressive a technology as Move. We could have done it, but we did something better, you know? No big surprise here, I don't think, you know? I'm sure Microsoft will have more comments towards their competition in the very near future, you know? I haven't played with either technology, and neither is most people, so who knows? Maybe Sony is more reliable in low-light conditions, which is one of the things he was talking about. I don't know. I know that Microsoft will surely fire back with their own Spin Doctor in the very near future.
First off, you made this article even more funny to me because Sony is basically saying that they already did that technology and that Microsoft's just copying it, right? Except blatantly overlooking the fact that their motion controller is just copying Nintendo's. Yeah, that's a little hilarious. But here's the thing I think we should all be taking away from this, and it comes from a story we talked about earlier that Patrick and Gunsage so eloquently pointed out. You might want to be a little careful about your marketing promises before things get released. I reference you to our first story, The Arcade, where there was going to be a game every week, and then something happened, and now you're going to wait 3 weeks for the first load of games. The consumer hasn't gotten a hold of this, either of them. And so it's like, you know, Patrick's right. They just got the Spin Doctor out there. And I'm sure, like he said, Microsoft will have its Spin Doctor out there. I'm hoping, just for the sake of amusement factor and this show, that when Microsoft finally releases theirs at E3, or, you know, shows it off, that it just goes over really super well. Because then Sony's responses will probably be even more amusing. I'm going to close this by saying that I personally think Sony would have just been better off, like I said about Reggie Fils-Aimé a couple weeks ago, to keep the damn mouth shut. Disagree?
Yep.
Pat?
Yep.
Okay, our next story. This comes from Joystick, and it's really kind of no surprise to me. The headline is, DICE doesn't want to charge for Battlefield Bad Company 2 maps. EA can't comment. That's almost the whole story. Basically, a producer from DICE has said that they never want to charge for maps, and that they've insisted to EA that this is crucial with Battlefield Bad Company 2, and hopefully future titles from DICE. Joystick then contacted DICE to confirm the quote. It was told by a representative, unless they aren't standard maps, we won't charge. And there aren't any in the plan that would cost. Unfortunately, Electronic Arts, publisher of Battlefield Bad Company 2 and ultimate decision maker in the situation, wasn't willing to go that far, telling us, we can't comment on the future, but we will have more details on DLC plans shortly. And we will share those plans with you, dear reader, shortly. My question to you gentlemen is, does this sound like a little bit of headbutting going on between DICE and EA, or DICE trying to make themselves look like Valve?
It's hard to say. I mean, with stuff like this, you can only really speculate. But what I want to believe is it really is a headbutting battle. Because when you get down to EA, what have they released recently that's been free? Have they really done anything in the Xbox Live Arcade? Anything? at all, really. Mostly they've been concentrating on their own products, which is fine. You got stuff like the Saboteur and things of that nature. But everything out of them, like most companies anymore, the downloadable content is not free. So if DICE is trying to butt heads to go ahead and make it free, well, hey, you know, maybe there will be some arguments, some things thrown, some toupees burned at the stake. Fuck if I know. But ultimately, hopefully, you know, somebody will get their shit together and either get a really cheap downloadable content out, something really comparable, 400, 800 points, or maybe it'll be free. Who knows? It's possible. Not probable, but possible all the same.
I was chuckling because I don't know if he's still president of EA, but for a long time, EA had a president by the name of Chip Lang, and I'm not sure it's a toupee, but he has kind of the Jimmy Johnson of football coaching hair going. It's like shellac.
You're fired.
Patrick, what do you think of that?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I pretty much guarantee you that the reason why EA is not commenting, they're not saying anything, is they'll probably be attempting to charge for new maps for Battlefield Bad Company 2 in the not-so-distant future. You know, it's unfortunately the way things have gone. You know, and once Modern Warfare 2 has charged their 1,200 points for their maps, it's pretty much going to set a standard that other companies, much like EA, will surely follow. You know, it's a ripoff, sure. It's disappointing, yes. You know, consumers aren't going to like it, but I'm afraid it's the unfortunate truth. And future online first-person shooters are going to follow suit. You know, DICE, they might also be just trying to look like the good guys here, you know? You gotta look at it from both ways. It's also very convenient that developers can say one thing while doing another in the end, you know? It's convenient for DICE to almost place the blame on EA and pretend that they're the innocent little developers and they would never charge for new maps. Well, you know, never say never. If they were in the position where they called all the shots and they saw how much money Modern Warfare 2 is bringing in with charging for maps, I bet you they'd change their tune, you know? If they were in complete control of their own video game franchise, I wouldn't be surprised to see them singing another tune. So, it's gonna happen, whether we like it or not. Battlefield Bad Company 2 will have maps that will cost money. And I really think DICE, you know, they're kind of being hypocritical. I think they would also charge if they were, you know, in charge of doing this.
Yeah, I think, I don't really have much to add. I think you gentlemen hit it. I mean, like Guns Age, all we do here is speculate. That's our job. That's what makes our position so wonderful. We can talk out of our ass and they go, oh, see, we got more details and we're wrong.
I'm a speculator.
Exactly.
Or a speculum.
That's all me.
One or the other.
That's all me. Well, some days it'd probably be better to be a speculum. That's all media does on any level format from dirtbags like us on up is you just speculate and then run for cover when facts prove you wrong.
Yep.
Anyways.
Blame it on Fox News.
yeah, most people do. I hate them all personally. DICE's roots, I don't know. I tend to kind of side with Patrick on this. I would love for it to be that DICE is really pushing for this with the publisher. But, you know, because they are kind of at the mercy of the publisher. Same with Infinity Ward with Activision. And for those of you curious why we haven't mentioned COD, I think the fact that all the problems they have with their 1,200-point map release was humorous enough, and I'm tired of talking about COD. I'm hoping that hurt sales a little. But I think Patrick's got it right. I'd like to see DICE in charge for one game. Let's say the new Medal of Honor reboot and see if they can keep that mentality of not charging for DLC. Now, Valve has done a pretty good job of it and they have to deal with Microsoft, but so I'm not completely convinced DICE couldn't. But yeah, I think I tend to take the cynical view like Patrick. Yeah, let's see you do that when you're in charge and not EA. Okay, that's so much for the news, all the news that was news to fit. And as I said earlier, I was tired of talking about COD, so I didn't see any reason in bringing it up. Let's move on to Gamer Dick. Guns Age. No, we're skipping you at first, because I know what you're going to do. Patrick!
Okay.
Well, interesting that, you know, the first six, seven episodes, 8 or 9 episodes of this podcast, gamer dicks were just flowing. You know, I found so many dicks online that I couldn't wait to come. But, you know, the last couple of episodes, I just haven't really seemed to have an actual gamer dick. And this week again, you know, it's almost like they're avoiding me or something. They don't want to be called out as dicks. So, you know, aside from the same idiotic douchebags who don't play the game the way it's meant to be, I don't have a specific dick again this week. I'm almost hoping to find one now.
Gunsage, do you have a gamer dick for this week?
Oh, I'm thinking. Okay, about the only gamer dick that I would be privy to mention, the only one at all that I can even think of would have to be our loyal listener, Carlos.
That's what I was afraid you were going to do, and I don't really know if I want to go through this all again.
Okay, well,
I tell you what, why don't you send him a polite...
No.
Then you're... let me finish.
I'm not going to be polite to his ass. Fuck that.
Well, if you'd have let me finish, I would have explained to you how this would have worked.
Okay.
Why don't you send him a polite message this week about how you don't appreciate his constant messaging? And if he doesn't listen, then I'm going to let you tear him a new asshole for as long as you want next week.
Well, see, but that's the problem, though. I don't really have a whole lot to say. It's just he does the one thing over and over again, and it gets old.
Yeah, well, I know. Putting my tinfoil hat on and seeing black helicopters for a minute, I'm still not sure our ninja Canadian mailman over there isn't responsible somehow for your...
No, I haven't been sticking him on you guys lately.
But see, he's been leaving me alone, too.
I don't know. It only annoys me because I don't even play with him on anything unless, like, we're playing Modern Warfare 2 with you guys, which we haven't done in, what, weeks, probably?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm looking at this and I'm going, why are you even contacting me? I don't play the same games as you. You haven't even hopped on Game Room, you motherfucker. Come on.
So your basic message is quit fucking messaging me all the time, Carlos.
No, that's not my message.
Oh, okay.
But that'll do for now.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, since we were polite about it, or as polite as the three of us are capable of being, if he doesn't go away, I'll let you tear him a new one next week.
Okay.
But
I will have to write something.
I know. That's what I want you to do, because he's got a girlfriend, supposedly, now, so...
Rosie Palm?
Who cares? It's been pretty quiet on the Carlos front for me and for Patrick, so...
Well, yeah. That's why he's been messing with me now.
Right.
It's my turn.
I want one more week of radio silence before you crank you back up again, is what I'm politely trying to tell you.
I'm getting fucking canonized.
Yes. You're getting somethingized, more like sodomized.
Oh, I did mention him in my... review. He made a sort of cameo appearance in my new review.
See, he should be reveling in his celebrity status on our website. Yeah, sure, we don't ever say anything too nice, but as for me with Gamer Dicks, I'm going to call myself out on one second. But the first Gamer Dick I would like to call out is these idiots in Battlefield Bad Company 2 who play Chase the Flag. They don't play Capture the Flag in Conquest, they play Chase it. And here's what they do. Okay. They go to the closest flag to your original spawn point, and they capture it, and they go, good, nice flag, we got a flag, and they go all running off to the next one, and they capture that one. Meanwhile, if you don't leave somebody there to guard it, the enemy goes, oh, look, an uncaptured flag, and they go and capture that one while the moron herd is off capturing the next one, and it just starts going in circles.
Well, it's a dog chasing its own tail.
Right. Most of the time when you're on the team that tends to run from flag to flag, you're facing a team that knows how to defend, and so you lose. How many games did we lose last night, Patrick?
Every single one, pretty much.
We won one. Remember? Nope. It came down to 4-3, and we won one. And that would be the one where you and I decided to defend.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that capturing flags and getting all those points is so much fun. But I think one of the highest point rounds Patrick and I had was when we defended. You know, so, I mean, come on. Work with me here a little bit. Quit being dicks. Help you stay and defend. I mean, I've learned to deal with it now. If nobody's defending, then I defend. If everybody's defending, then I go attack. But it's just a little stupid. And I do want to call myself out because Patrick had to listen to it the last couple times we played. I get annoyed when we have no flags and the enemy decides to sit on your only spawn spot and kill you repeatedly. I got killed 3 times after spawning right in a row last night and got really loud. So I was being a party chat gamer dick to poor Patrick because I was getting a little tired of it. And it's really not the other team's fault. Your team has kind of screwed themselves into only having that spawn, and it's how the game works, but I need to call myself a little bit of a gamer dick for ruining poor Patrick's ears with my cussing and moaning. One guy got me with a damn tank like 3 times. But the way to avoid that is actually defend flags, people. Don't be a dick. Defend a flag. Okay, I think that's enough show. If you'd like to send us questions, comments, insults, or just tell us how wonderful we are, you can send it to MorphineNation23@gmail.com. MorphineNation23@gmail.com.
Until episode 14, I am one of the beds. See ya. Bueno. Adios. You want to get a word in there, Patrick? I'm going to plug something. Oh, okay. Go to YouTube, and in the search engine, type in the word Wonder Pod. There's my plug. So now we're out of here. We're gone. We're gone. See ya. You know, and how the web browsing, the web browsing, fuck! I cannot think of the word I want to use. The web browsing fuck. Yeah, no, there we go. P-E-E. Fuck me.